Is there a vaccine on the way for a weaponized virus from the Cold War? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Jonathan Dinman, professor of cell biology and molecular genetics at the University of Maryland, explores a breakthrough against a dangerous pathogen.
Venezuelan equine encephalitis virus, also known as VEEV or VEEV, is an unforgiving killer of horses, donkeys, and zebras. It causes rapid, catastrophic swelling of the brain and spinal cord, leading to severe neurological symptoms and, in many cases, sudden death. The virus can also infect humans with similar results. Because the U.S. and Soviet Union both weaponized VEEV during the Cold War, the U.S. government classifies VEEV as a Category B pathogen. Our research team exploited a weakness in VEEV's genetic code, resulting in a far less deadly mutant version of the virus when tested in laboratory mice. We hope this discovery could enable the development of a vaccine or other drugs to combat VEEV. Like many dangerous viruses such as HIV, Zika, chikungunya, and others, VEEV has RNA as its genetic material instead of DNA. RNA viruses tend to cause acute infections. You either fight them off quickly like the common cold, or they overwhelm you like Ebola. With a few key mutations, we disrupted a genetic mechanism that allows VEEV to create two different proteins from one RNA sequence. Mice infected with mutant VEEV not only survived, but the virus didn't build up in their brains as it does with the normal virus. We think the mutation prevents the virus from making a protein it needs to cross from the bloodstream into the brain, but we need more tests to be sure. The same weakness we found in VEEV also exists in some form in many RNA viruses, including some that pose serious health risks to humans, such as HIV and SARS. With further research, it may be possible to exploit weaknesses in many of these viruses, leading to new treatments and vaccines.
That was Jonathan Dinman of the University of Maryland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.